Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and also eSETI Stargate on Rumble, VMO, eSETI TV. We're out there everywhere. So you can tune in through any one of those channels. A lot going on. We wanted to cover the news this time around because there's so much going on. And I wanted to begin with Tucker Carlson. I've always loved Tucker. I've always felt, you know, he has been out there and just really calling things out, but I always felt he just didn't quite go the distance. You know, there was more he wants to say. And I think with his new venues, you know, he's going to come out and really say a lot more because I know he knows a lot more. But you know, it seems Biden paid $10 million to have him fired, according to him. And he said Biden was very upset because Tucker congratulated Trump on his new program, helping out the people with extra income and gas and, you know, something the Biden administration has failed miserably to do, you know, unless you're gender confused or totally unqualified for the job, then you're in. But anyway, there's more to that story about why he got fired. You know, there's also some things you cannot do in mainstream news, and he seemed to be the rebel. You know, you cannot talk about election fraud. Soros is open admission, you know, and desire to destroy America, financing Antifa, BLM, open borders, along with the DAs that won't prosecute felonies, you know, skyrocketing crime. So you can't talk about what's really happening in Ukraine, the neither safe or effective vaccines, which aren't vaccines, and Biden's blunders and bribes from hostile foreign governments. That's all taboo. So, of course, he paid $11 million to get him off the air. To me, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's worth a lot more than $11 million to Fox News. But anyway, many thought Tucker was let go because of Dominion voting machine lawsuit. You know, Fox settled the lawsuit. And what is odd is the biggest stockholders in both companies is BlackRock. So did BlackRock sue itself and win? We're trying to understand this. Did Aladdin, their AI robot running everything, spring for joy? Or did it say this does not compute? You know, you win this big lawsuit or you settle and that money just goes back into the same pocket. It went out of the right pocket and went back into the left pocket. So it's kind of like a lot of politics. It's the right wing and the left wing and it's still part of the same bird. But that was interesting. You hear that?
It's flying birds flying on the road.
Yeah, we had one of our ducks just land on the roof. We've got some new ducks here, and we've got 18 baby ducks, and new ducks are flying in on a regular basis. Talk about birds! What timing! What a segue. But anyway, you know, so I mean, that's really interesting. It does not compute, but maybe you know Tucker will cover the UFO activity, you know, and contact the SETI. You know, come on out, Tucker, see for yourself. It's a life changing experience. You know, Hannity did cover it. Fox News did cover the ongoing UFO activity. A lot of very famous people have been out here. And, you know, we'll go further than that later. But Don Lemon also got fired, you know, not even newsworthy. You know, nobody watches CNN anyway. You know, YouTube accounts have greater followings. You know, I'd ask myself, you know, does he and those left-leaning anchors really believe what they're saying? It's like, They're like talking puppets and they're pathological liars. And anybody with an ounce of critical thinking that's done any research knows they're lying. But every day they're up there just feeding the masses, you know, just total disinformation. But they're against disinformation. So, you know, that's a whole nother story, the whole disinformation thing. The disinformation czars are the biggest disinformation spreaders out there. So I want to talk more about that later. But anyway, you know, these guys live in an alternative universe, very alternative, with no basis for reality in this dimension. The View waved and applauded Tucker's removal. Yeah, I would say that should be worn as a badge. I would play that one over and over again. Because if the View doesn't like you, you must be somebody worth liking, you know, because they're very unlikable. But compare their ratings to his, you know, they're insignificant. I'd rather hit my thumb with a hammer than watch their show. So, you know, it's enough for that. According to Tyler Gunn, the BRICS plus nations are backed by gold and other resources and part of the QFS system. Texas is the home of the new treasury, and 27 states in the U.S. have asked to join BRICS too. You know, so one country after another country after another country is joining the BRICS, and they're moving away from the feds, you know, Federal Reserve and the international banksters. But it looks like we're breaking away from the Federal Reserve completely, you know, and he said the military's got this. So that's pretty interesting. It's also, you know, talks about, there's also a big move to Texas with Hollywood. You know, a lot of Hollywood are moving out to Texas, and they're getting away from, you know, we say that it seems that those who still have a soul left in Hollywood are also moving to Texas, you know, so. Also, war broke out in Sudan. Usually this is all about resources and other countries wanting those resources. Not sure who's backing who, you know, some locals are claiming everyone except Africans should leave. And then they will have peace and prosperity. They might be right. I think they'd still be fighting among themselves. But really, a lot of this is instigated. But we'll go further into that. Looks like allegedly one of Coca-Cola's secret ingredients is E120, and it's bugs. You know, bugs are toxic to humans. According to scientists, chitin is toxic, as well as spore-forming bacteria found in insects. So unless you go on Facebook to the fact checkers, then anything the New World Order pushes is fine with them and good for you. So, but according to major scientists and researchers, it's not. In India, due to the high cost of pesticides, farmers are using Coke is an insecticide. You can YouTube that one, and kind of makes you go, you know. And it also says, did you know it says, try to be less white on the can. And I think the Budweiser effect is going to hit Coca-Cola here pretty soon. You know, woke means broke. So you're going to lose a lot of clients, but that might be good, you know, considering what's in it. But anyway, this is a good one. NASA, which stands for Never a Straight Answer, said expect contact in 2033. There's that 33 number again. They sent a probe in space, you know, 7.5 billion miles, and their signal was intercepted. And not to be confused with other probes here on Earth done by aliens. So a lot of probes on Earth here, you know, so you don't need to send one 7.5 billion miles out into space. But I'm going, guys, do you know how stupid this makes you look? You know, and he said we've had contact for 40 years, have the photos, videos, and eyewitnesses to prove it. Some of your engineers have been here, along with Air Force base commanders, pilots, air traffic controllers, tens of thousands of people from all walks of life. You know, you also might want to check in with the Secret Space Force, you know, and see what they have flying around in space. I mean, this has evolved into a really bad joke. And it's a really old joke, and maybe it's time for a new joke. I don't know, but it's unbelievable. And so it looks like the control narrative is still in full effect. UFO conferences are rapidly becoming a real bad joke as well. Keeping people's necks cranked back to the past. And with some very famous ufologists posing as experts and contactees with stories, but no evidence. You know, guess what, guys? Fully documented contact is happening right now. And why do you censor people having fully documented contact with spiritually and technologically advanced off-world beings? Does Lucifer have a problem with this? The spiritual side? Do we need to keep it nuts and bolts? Do the corporate sponsors have a problem with our true history? Fuelless energy, anti-countergravity, med beds? Universal law, you know, time for an integrity check. You know, speaking of med beds, do your research. A lot of false claims out there with investors getting burned. Not saying they don't exist, just apply due diligence with who you invest with. So a lot of people keep asking that question, are med beds real? And there are a lot of people claiming they have med beds and they're getting money to for that technology to supposedly build them. And some of the things they built, we're very aware that they have minimal positive effects. So nothing like the med beds that they promised. So I do believe they will be coming out. I do think they exist, but there's different levels of med beds. Elon Musk is continuing with the illusion we don't have anti-counter gravity, sending billion-dollar rockets exploding before they reach orbit. you know, might as well name the spaceship the Flying Triceratops. You know, I guess it's boring to see a ship lift off, accelerating several miles an hour with, you know, effortlessly and quietly, and then go beyond light speed, shielded against G-force and objects in space. Nah, that'd be too easy. You know, we gotta dump this rocket program. We don't need rockets. We haven't, you know, Germany evolved beyond rockets in the 30s. They had anti-gravity and counter-gravity craft in the 30s. So in 45, we had back engineered quite a lot of stuff back in 1945. So you can imagine what we have now. So come on, let's just drop the rocket program. It's actually screwing up the atmosphere. Elon Musk is also warning about AI and its ability to end this civilization. You know, it's already running it, so it wouldn't be a problem to end it. In March, the government finally admitted fluoride does neurological damage, lowering the IQ of children. Whoops. Didn't the Nazis put fluoride in their water? And for that very reason, so we won't go there. You might want to say who's putting the fluoride in the water, and you'll find out. But here's one I bet you never heard about: the robot that killed its inventors in Japan. You know, according to Linda Moulton Howe, you know, they shut it down. It reactivated itself, hooked into the internet, reconstructed itself better, armed itself, and killed 24, I believe, scientists. But this happened a while back, but it's really on the net. So it's another thing about AI, why we need to be careful of AI. And also on the Big Island, for local news, we had a couple of quakes jolt the house, 19 quakes in the past 24 hours, and 185 past 7 days, right after a major solar flare. Go figure. You know, it's like beating a dead horse now, folks. You know, here's the formula: solar flares and CMEs, coronal mass ejections, equals social economic changes, increase in the Schumann resonance, severe weather, and an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. And your bioelectric fields are greatly affected by this. So I know that's probably going to be some of the questions coming up. But we just had an intense solar flare hit us. It was geo-effective. And shortly right after that, you know, we're talking, you know, a mass of quakes here. So a lot of quakes around the world, some pretty big ones. And okay, so for our last story, Joe Biden announced he is running on the platform of blame it all on Trump and MAGA. You know, he wants 4 more years to finish this. Does this mean he wants to finish off America? And his gaffes and wanderings, never knowing where he is and who he's talking to, are hilarious. But if we were not on the brink of World War III, you know, it would be a great joke, but it's not. So with runaway inflation, skyrocketing gas and diesel costs, over tax grid, you know, they can count on having more electric cars. I can hear it now. You know, sir, we're under nuclear attack. Joe says, clear tax? You want me to use clear tax? China makes clear tax. They give me lots of shiny things, along with millions of dollars to my entire family. Let's go to China. Where's the door? Should I put my pants on? You know, that's kind of what we have running our country. So anyway, you know, it's like a sitcom almost, but people actually believe it. You know, that's what's sad. Anyway, on one last note, that I watched there's a couple things here. I watched a black man giving a sermon, what looked like it to be a church. And he said he's thought long and hard on the situation. The only solution to the black man's problems is to kill the white man. And this is really getting traction on the internet. And just to that first, you know, as half white man, you know, because we're also Native American, I find that a little offensive, you know. But first he's doing the work of the Illuminati, you know, to sow division, disunity, and pit one race against the other. And until we kill each other off, until we reach the goal of 90%, you know, population reduction. And that's part of the population reduction program, is to pit all the religions, the cultures, everybody against each other until we kill each other off. And according to statistics, the violence and murder rate concerning Black against Black is much higher, which is a problem not being addressed. Candace Owens covers this, and she does a great job. I'd look up, you know, some of her work. She does a great job with that. But three, if he reincarnates as a white man, does that mean he has to kill himself? You know, so, you know, we have to judge someone on character, not color, on deed, not rhetoric. You know, it is said a man or woman's character is established by their actions. We need to teach the children we are a soul, and that soul came from the same source. Thus, we're all family. We're going to have to unite knowing you are a soul and transcend all cultural and religious boundaries if we're going to get through and survive the Illuminati division game with the intent of killing 90% of us off, no matter what color of faith. So, you know, these soft on crime DAs know exactly what they're doing, escalating crime until everyone kills each other. You know, poverty is the main driver of crime. And when you drive out businesses, you have more poverty, more crime. This is all by design. This knowledge alone should unify the people. These are long-term solutions. Universal law is the solution. Holding our leaders to these principles is also a solution. Universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. Straying away from universal law has always been the problem by those driven by narcissistic, unbridled greed, along with the unseen negative forces. So, you know, if you don't know why there's so much inhumanity on the earth, you might want to just factor in a non-human, non-human interference, put it that way. So there are other entities, other races, other realms involved that do not like humanity and would like to see us in pain and suffering and poverty and all the other things. And so until we address that, it's going to continue. So much more going on, you know, than meets the eye, you know, as far as this earth transition. But I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, you see all this chaos happening around you? And he said, yes. And I said, it's a good thing. And he goes, what do you mean it's a good thing? I said, it's a good thing. And he goes, well, why? How can that be a good thing? And I said, because it's all being uncovered. It's all coming up. It's no longer hidden. Everybody's going to see it. And then it's up to us on how we deal with it. So chaos is part of the healing process. And just remember, the more chaos, the more healing we're seeing happening. So, you know, you can't get away from it. You know, it's going to be happening globally, and just kind of just know it's part of the healing process, and that it's working itself out for, so we can move up to the next level. But on that note, we're out of the monologue, and I wanted to bring in the questions. I know a lot of people have a ton of questions out there, so we'll see if we can get through them.
What should we be focusing on right now? Trying to take down the bad guys, or finding inner peace, or create or start something?
You know, what's interesting is I've always put my energies into creation and to creating heaven on earth and creating a better place. And every place I've gone to, you know, we've improved the land. We've created a food bank there. You know, really cleaned up the energy on multiple levels and really anchored the higher consciousness and energy into that place. And that's really important. But now we're also having to set some major boundaries, because there are forces that want to shut that down or trying to close that down. And we're seeing that on every level. You know, all the agencies have been weaponized, and anybody that's out there trying to talk about unity consciousness and everybody coming together are being targeted. You know, I've been targeted all my life for that. And anybody that has a real knowledge of the ancient history of the earth and the real knowledge within the Bible and things like that, and what it's really saying, and that understands the other scriptures and the Vedas and all the other stuff, and, you know, the elders of all nations that study with them can see through all this and transcend all this and move into unity consciousness. So it's tricky, because I think, yes, we need to start creating heaven on earth, including our immediate reality, you know, with our family and things like that. In some cases, you're going to have to pull away from your family because they've chosen a different path, and that's okay. And you can still love them, but you really got to get in touch with your own unique soul purpose and move on that.
Is it possible to have an interaction with a higher life form, ET, during a dream? And what should someone do with the information they receive?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was weird if I was not having contact. You know, I'm having contact every night. Sometimes it's really awesome, and sometimes it's not, because we're cleaning up these lower levels. And a lot of people are getting hammered right now with these unseen negative influences because the veil stream worlds are getting thinner. And so they're influencing people in negative ways, like nightmares and weird scenarios and all this other stuff going on in the dream state. And a lot of that's being cleaned up. And we're also working out past life things in the dream state as well. And again, that's part of the process. But there are beautiful beings waiting to assist us. There are, you know, people say, are they aspects of myself or things? Everything is an aspect of yourself. When you reach 7D, you're unique yet one. You're one with everything, but you're still unique, which is a paradox, but it's not. And so it's kind of interesting that there's just so much going on and people at different levels of evolution and people have different levels of woundedness, if that's a name. And they're processing wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. And this is all being brought up to the surface right now. So I think it is important that we do set some firm boundaries and adhere to universal law, hold our leadership to universal law, and call it out. I had somebody say something to me once, and I said, "Wow, you're totally misinformed." And he goes, "What do you mean?" And I said, "You think you're a body and a personality, and you identify with your color and your belief and everything." I said, "But that's not you." They go, "What do you mean?" I said, "You're a soul. You came from Creator, God, Source, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it." And I said, "We came from the same source, and this is just a little meat suit we're running around in, you know." So anyway, it was kind of interesting. And I kind of said, "Come here, brother." You know, it's like, "Come here, sister," whatever. But we have to get to that stage where that's where all the division is going on. And it's all social engineering. It's old grudges. It's old cultural grudges. We have to transcend all of that and move up to the next level. And then you realize everything, you know, we're all family. We all came from Creator. We're all part of Creator's family and work from that level. And diversity is fine within that. And so, you know, Creator loves diversity.
Just as there are nature spirits that resemble and care for their element, do we have spirits caring for our bodies?
You know, I've received a lot of healings from different beings that have come in and helped out. And there's some beings that are better at it than others. There's a whole universe of healers out there. Like a lot of the six-dimensional feline beings have incredible healing. They're very protective and they have incredible healing abilities. You know, the basics like Yeshua and Mary and the divine feminine, and there's so many different beings out there you can tune into. When I was a child, I was dying in the hospital at 5 and Mary appeared to me. And as a disclaimer, we're not Catholic. Mary is a universal master and she appears to everybody. And she's very involved in the children right now. What you're going to see right now, what's happening to the children now, is going to come up everywhere. There's nowhere, and that's part of their work. The divine feminine is done with it. They're done with what's happening to the children. So that's all going to be exposed. But there's so many out there, but we have to initiate it. You know, we have to ask. And there's many levels to healing because a lot of times a disease or a problem has several levels to it. So you got to go up the vibrational continuum. And it might be past life trauma that's creating that problem. It might be childhood trauma. You know, it might be a negative influence that's hammering on you, that's trying to shut you down. There's many things that are happening. So when you're in the moment, you can get that information from spirit and pinpoint it and then help clear that out.
If you had a light ship for 24 hours, where would you go and what would you do?
God, probably be off this planet. You know, I was meditating once and that Pleiadians were showing me a past life where I had a pretty large ship, and it was well known throughout the galaxy and the universe, basically, because it was a 5D ship, and I guess we wreaked havoc on some beings that were a little tyrannical out there in the system. But and I was saying to him, I go, "Hey, just give me my ship back. I can take care of all this." I said, "Just give me a teleporter and a full bank of lasers, no problem. You know, we can And they told me that's exactly why you don't have your ship back. Which said everything, you know, but a lot of things people need to work out. They need to, but some things they do intervene on, some things they have to intervene on because it's out of our pay grade. I mean, some of the things that we're up against right now are multidimensional, and we don't have the tools to deal with them. So they come in and help us with those, but there's so many levels and there's a lot of help out there.
What are your thoughts on Planet X? And do you believe we're on track for an asteroid impact, possibly from Apophis or another object pushed by Planet X off the coast of California in April
2029? Wow. In 2029.
Yeah,
you know, almost
an
anything
asteroid
you
get, impact.
Yeah, almost anything you hear from NASA, which is they might just throw it out the window. By the time they see an asteroid, it's already past us, you know. So it's but you know, we have a lot of there's a net out there, and there's all these different beings watching this, and they have time travel. They can go forward or backward in time and see what's going on, what's going to happen. And it's like batting practice. They've diverted a lot of good sized meteors that should have hit the Earth. You know, what I'm looking at right now is that there are places like parts of California, you know, New York, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, you know, along the coast there, things like that. And those cities are driving things into the ground. They're becoming so impoverished. There's so much pain and suffering there, and so much the consciousness is devolving there. And there's just pure tyranny going on there and unbridled greed beyond anything you can imagine. And those, and the decadence too, and those areas right now, if they don't flip and shift, they can't stay. And there has to be some kind of event, and it's going to be big, that's going to cleanse those areas so the whole earth can go. And this is going to sound heavy, and I'm not trying to preach a wrathful God, you know, or anything else, but like Sodom and Gomorrah, they declined so bad. If you went into town, you probably got raped, or they were having sex with animals in the streets. And it was so bad there. And the crime was so bad. And the decadence got so bad that a group came in there and they said, you know, we have to surgically remove this because it's affecting the whole planet. And the whole planet is devolving and it's going to collapse if we don't do something. So they were Andromedans, and people call them angels. They're 8 to 10 foot tall beings, and some of these guys, and they have magnetized light bodies. And this was another group. I think this was a more physical group that came in from the Andromedans, and they came in and warned Lot. You know, they said, bring me 10 good men, I think it was, and bring me one good man. He couldn't find anybody. And so they said, okay, get out, take your family and get out. And so they did. And when they said that, was it Sarah's wife? I'm not sure what her name was, but when she looked back, really looked back, means she went back. She didn't want to leave her house and all her belongings and everything. And she got turned into a pillar of salt. So, you know, what does that mean? You know, a pillar of salt, that's exactly what a nuclear explosion does to people. They just end up looking like white powder, like salt. But anyway, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but you know, they could allow something to come in and hit off the coast of these areas. There could be a massive quake that's going to drive a tsunami inward. There's a lot of possible scenarios there, and that's kind of like a warning to the people in there. You either have to get out or hold your leaders accountable and clean up that mess there, because it's going to be cleaned up one way or the other. You know, it's just universal law.
What are your thoughts on the Deagle reports predicting massive Western population declines? And do you think COVID and or the vax has anything to do with it?
Of course it does. Yeah, Dr. Deagle's brilliant. You know, his information. He's the guy that knows. He was fully aware of the chemtrails and what they're doing with that and all the heavy metals in them. He's aware of it's not a vax, it's a mRNA injection. It's not even a vaccine. It doesn't even operate like a vaccine. But, you know, now it's proven to be neither safe or effective. So We have friends that got vaxxed and they all got COVID, you know, and they got sicker than anybody. So pay attention, you know, don't just turn off your TV and all the commercials and pay attention to what's happening around you. You know, if you let food be your medicine, eat close to the land, eat naturally, focus on, you know, yourself being whole and healthy, do intention walks where you say, I've always been whole and healthy every day. Take your shoes off, ground with the earth. You'll see your health will just go way up. And be the observer and watch your thoughts and how much negative thought do you allow into your life. Like, I have to watch a lot of things happening in the news and things like that because of the radio show, but I can do it with loving detachment and be an observer without attachment. But few people can do that. They get all caught up in it, and that's what they're trying to do. And so I can see behind the scene. I know what the game they're playing. I know what their agendas are. And that's what we need to do, is know their agendas. When we know their agendas, we can see it being played out and what's happening. So that's really important.
Can you explain why we have to live a painful life on Earth in order for our soul to grow?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Every soul is different. Every soul has things to work out and things to balance. And so that's a tough question to say. I know people that are just having an awesome life, you know, and they have beautiful wives and kids and, you know, they're going to the beach every day and things like that. I mean, they must have some really good karma. I don't know what's going on, but I know other people that are really suffering and, you know, trying to get through and make ends meet and things like that. And that's the world the other guys want, you know, for you, that they want to keep you totally enslaved and sick and poor and stupid, basically, is their goal. And they want 90% of you gone, as I said before. But, you know, we need to pull ourselves out of that world and create a new world and set whatever boundaries are necessary and hold them accountable. Just say, no, I'm not agreeing to any of this. You know, have fun with that. You know, that's for somebody else, and then move on. And I've been challenged since day one, since building the retreat center and everything, just constantly by these guys. But you know, I chose to do that. I incarnated to do that, and I knew that, so I accept that. You know, I know in some things you win, some things you don't win, but it's not going to change me or my goals or my ultimate. Unique soul purpose. I'm just going to continue with it. And that's what we're all being asked to do, basically, is wake up and remember who we are and get on with our mission. You know?
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
You know what? I don't believe in Jesus Christ because in belief, there's a lie. So I know Jesus Christ, literally. And I know his real mission, why he came, why he incarnated, and in his life was his teachings. And so to make a story short, it's a long story. There's so much more to the story than we've been told. But, you know, when he came in, he said, I'm the son of man, the son of Joseph and Mary. And then later on, he said, okay, I'm a messenger. And he started receiving messages delivering the messages at a very young age in the temples. And then later on, he said, wait a second, I'm not the son of Joseph and Mary. I'm not this body and this personality. I'm a soul. I came from God. You know, I was born of God. I'm a son of God. And then later on in his meditations, he achieved total immersion, which is at one-ment or atonement, whatever you want to call it. And he became one with God, which is the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. He merged with that. That same spark is within all of us, and we can ignite it to become the full flame. But you can't do that with all the fear and the guilt and the unworthiness and all the other stuff programmed into us through a lot of the churches of today. They miss that point. And so they use an external God, usually a wrathful God that nobody can appease, and they promote fear and guilt and unworthiness, and you owe us because he died for your sin. But, you know, unfortunately, sin was happening right up to his death, and sin continued after his death. So that doesn't add up. And he didn't die for our sins. He died by bringing us the message was his life, but he's the way shower. He showed us the path to ascend. And so that was his real mission. So we need to get back to that. But, you know, the word religion, I think, comes from religiare, which means to bind. And so they're binding all these people into these different religions and beliefs, creating division and separation. And that's one of the problems on the planet right now, because that's not what he taught, and it's not what any other master taught. Any enlightened master won't teach things like that. So we need to transcend all that, transcend all religious and cultural boundaries, and move into unity consciousness. And then we're finally going to have universal peace.
In the past, you've mentioned using your light body blueprint to heal and repair damaged DNA. Could you please explain the process and steps involved in doing this?
You know what I said before, one of the things is to take your shoes off and do like a walking meditation, and find a place and just say, I've always been whole and healthy. I've always, and you're programming your body in the moment, you're reprogramming your DNA and things like that. We have a blue body, which is our etheric body. And in that body is the divine blueprint, the whole and healthy, perfect self. And it gets distorted as it comes into the physical by the mental body, the emotional body, even the astral body with past life trauma and things like that. So the more you clean that up, you give a clean shot from your etheric body into the physical, and it reprograms your DNA and heals you and everything else. Now there are technologies coming out that do that, that create direct communication from your etheric body to your physical body, right down to the DNA level. And that's what the real med beds are. That's how they work. And it's in the ultraviolet spectrum. So
can you share more about Babaji and ancient Hindu temples, please?
Yeah, Babaji. Yeah, I've had some cool experiences with Babaji. You know, Babaji, they call Babaji the Yogi Christ. And because he was what Christ was to the West, to the East, you know. So, and, you know, Yukteswar, Yogananda, all those guys align with Babaji's teaching. And there's, you know, to me, he's the most balanced being I've ever experienced, and with male, female, but that gives him these incredible abilities and powers to heal. And I've had people full on being possessed by reptilians, and Babaji came in behind me and I watched him bow all the way to the ground, and they would not look up. And then they backed out and left. So he's very powerful. He's very loving, very balanced, and just a beautiful being. And he does have, I don't think his, I've gone out of body to temples he has in the Himalayas and things like that. So I can't tell you if they're, I don't think they're physical. I think they're just a level up or something. But I've actually gone there and sat with him and his group. And he has this, I don't know if it's his sister or his consort, but Mataji, I guess, is his partner. And one of the things that happened to me, I went out of body and I was sitting and we're all sitting around. There's like a pool of water and we're all sitting around it. And he took his hand and he had all these stones and crystals in his hand, and he shook his hand, and he put his hand out, and he told me, grab a stone. It was all telepathic. There was no words. And so I looked at his hand, and there's all these stones and crystals, and I saw a big gold nugget. And then I saw these pure, clear crystals, really nice ones and everything. And in my mind, I go, you know, he wants me to grab the clear one. But if I grab the clear one, I won't know if that's what he really wanted. So I went to grab the gold one, and he shut his hand and mixed them up again, and he opened it up again. And so I picked the clear one. So it's not the gold, it's the clarity that you want, the clarity of mind and consciousness. But it was kind of interesting. And then his mate, Mataji, and I'm not sure exactly what the relationship, I've heard five different stories on that, but beautiful woman. And she was going up this trail, and there's this rocks and a pool down below. And she said, I'm going to sacrifice. And And I got really upset, you know, and I go, she's beautiful. You can't let her sacrifice. You can't let her do that. Like, what are you doing? And he just kind of put his hand on me and he said, relax, you know, like kind of relax. Don't worry, have to relax. And so she went up there and she had these, like a basket of flowers. And she was up there and she was doing prayers and throwing the flowers into the, and she was sacrificing her thoughts, like any impure thoughts, any worries, any troubles. And she was throwing them in off the cliff there into the water. And it was a ceremony that she did. And so it's like, you know, they do things that are very intentional, that they have different meanings to them, may look weird to us, but, and so, you know, I probably made a fool of myself while I was there, but there's no judgment there. It's like, but it was kind of embarrassing because he told these other people about the work I was doing and who it was and what I was doing. And after he got through, I go, oh crap, you know, they're going to expect me to do a miracle or something, you know, like I can't do any of that. You know, what's he talking about? And so luckily I didn't have to, but I felt embarrassed by it.
Could you discuss current energies, please? I have been feeling increasingly nauseous, sensitive to light, sinus pressure, like allergies, lethargy, and ear tones.
Yeah, welcome to the club. You know, we're all having the same thing. I mean, there's days I feel like I'm not going to make it. And the more sensitive you are, the more you get hit with these energies, and especially when the solar flares hit and the coronal mass ejection. So, you know, I just keep trying to drink a lot of water. I keep doing clearings. I clear out any unseen negative influences. A lot of times when those stack up, I start getting dizzy. I start getting headaches and things like that. And my body's going through a transition as well. So it's getting sick and well and sick and well. And things are happening. Things with my teeth are going on. I've got to get that fixed. But these energies are bringing a lot of things to our attention, both physically and spiritually and mentally and emotionally, and to heal. And our body's trying to match the new frequencies. So we are going to experience a lot of discomfort, you know, and it's part of the ascension process. But a lot of the ringing in the ears is actually contact. It's high frequency conscious and energy coming into your head, and it comes out later when you need it, the information. So it's that kind of a thing. But just realize you're not alone, and just do everything possible, and you know, eat lighter and get, you know, there's a lot of herbal remedies that can help with that, and we teach that. We have wonderful people. Kathy's going to be doing workshops on that, on a lot of herbal remedies. And so, you know, just do everything as natural as you can, drink a lot of water. And my famous thing, I keep going, this too shall pass. You know, I'm sitting there going, oh God, am I going to wake up alive? I don't know. And a lot of times, and you get hit by these other negative energies, which really slam you. And they can create physical problems in your body as well. So, but they can also heal as fast as they come by bringing in the higher dimensional beings. So we're all going through it, and it's not a fun ticket, but we all chose to incarnate through these times.
If the sun and moon are not what we've been told they are, what are the stars?
Well, I don't know what that person's been told the sun and the moon are. But they aren't what we've been told by science, that's for sure. And, you know, the moon is in our history, our ancient history, once there was no moon, then there was two moons, and now there's one moon, and that moon is actually starting to move. And the moon is actually was a terraforming planet, and it's gone back and forth between the positive guys and the negative guys. It's gone back and forth several times. And I think it's in the process of being reclaimed again, and Mars as well. And so there's whole civilizations, you know, living within the moon and Mars. There's bases there. The backside of the moon is just littered with bases, you know, so it's not at all what we've been told. And again, we've been able to go back and forth to the Mars and the moon using anti-gravity and counter-gravity, and just takes a very short time. It's not at all what we've been told. And it's been going on for a long time. The Secret Space Fleet has fleets of ships that go back and forth. And so, as well, the other higher dimensional beings, they're always zipping around out there.
Would you please let us know the best way for us to observe, photograph, or videograph UFOs? Do you recommend using IR binoculars or cameras?
Yeah, definitely. I want to talk a little bit more about the sun.
Okay.
The sun is really bizarre because we have photographs of the sun, and you see beings that look like Apollo and things like that, that the Greek gods talk about. And NASA actually has these photographs of these beings, and they don't have physical bodies, so the sun isn't hot to them. And they have 70 light bodies, which is that golden plane of bliss, and it's a golden white, it's a white and gold light, you know, and that's what the sun's doing. So the suns are conscious. There's much more to them. Now, on one level too, the sun, you know, people go, why are there black holes on the sun? If the sun's this hot, burning ball, gaseous ball, why does it have coronal holes, you know? And because it's just as cold on the inside as it's hot on the outside. And it's actually a doorway to a whole nother dimension. So if you could shield yourself enough to get through that, through the event horizon, and go through that, they even did a Lost in Space program about that, which is funny. And you can actually get through that and go into a whole different dimension or a different galaxy. But they aren't what we've been told at all. And as far as what I film with, I actually brought this to show people. I have a let me move this so I can see what I'm showing people. I'm gonna make this bigger. Okay, we're good. All right, so what the camera I use is it's called Night Optics, and I don't know if you can see it. This is it. And it's a Sony 550. It's an older Sony camera, and it has a little coupling on it. And then it has a third gen Night Optics. And these guys are great. You know, you probably Google Night Optics, and they'll probably sell you the adapter too, to your camera. And that has been the best. It's like the bulletproof model I have that works great. Psionics works. It's a lot cheaper. It's not as expensive. It's not as easy to film things with. It's small, you know, but it gets color. This doesn't get color. This just gets light. And there's quite a few new ones out now. So just do your research. But a lot of the brands, you want to get at least third gen if you're going to do that. And there's some new, you know, I'm not a tech guy. So there's some new digital stuff that's coming out that works really well. I think the Sony camera, I can't remember what model is, but the new Sony cameras are really expensive. But they do a great job. I would definitely check that out. But that's the what I use. And then I've actually taken, we also have third gen military goggles. We have a couple pairs of those, and we use those to spot the ships and find out where they are. You can't actually hook your iPhone into one of the eyepieces because there's two eyepieces and there's a monocular coming out, and you can actually hold your phone up. And I know people that just held their phone up and filmed through that and got some great footage. So there's a lot of different ways of doing it. It depends on how much you want to spend, but I think the psionics is probably one of the best ones, and this night gear does a really good job. But the new Sony, I don't know, we'll put a link up to it or something like that, or a picture of it. And if somebody wants to donate one, we could really use one, because that's what we're looking for to really get the color pictures. So we can actually, when you can see the color of the ships, you can actually tell who they are and where they're from. And that really helps you understand like who's who and who's flying overhead. But that's basically what we use. Next question.
How do ships get past the firmament? What is beyond the firmament?
there's a lot of misunderstandings about the firmament. Now, the firmament in the days of Atlantis and Lemuria, those days, the firmament was a dense cloud cover that covered the entire Earth. And that's why you can't carbon date things, because there was a time the sun didn't even hit the Earth. And unfortunately, with the misuse of technology and lasers, they dropped the firmament. And that created the great floods and the other things. And so part of it, too, was to remove the dinosaurs. They're using huge lasers to kind of, the dinosaurs were becoming a real problem back then. And so they were shooting these dinosaurs, and it went through them and up through the sky, and then created a big mess. And it sounds crazy, but that is what happened. But that's the firmament isn't a chunk of glass or whatever some people would think it is, or it just doesn't work. And a lot of people are really pushing the flat earth thing. And I don't know, I have full memory of my past lives flying past. I flew past the earth before it was actually physical. It was just a hot gaseous ball. And it was in a cradle orbit, and it was cooling, and the heavier metals were spun to the outside, and it was cooling down, and it was getting ready to become a planet. So all the other planets around as you go out. So I don't know how come the earth, it was not a square eclipse, you know, it's a round eclipse. And there's so many things that I just can't go there. I listen to everybody's stories, and they have all these elaborate things. But, you know, they've done a lot of scientific experiments. You know, they took a raft and just went out over the ocean, over the horizon. You know, if it was flat, it would, you could still see the full sail. The sail had lines on it, and it was colored. So it, you know, as it went over the horizon, you watched the lines disappear, which means it was going over and down, which means the earth is curved. So there's a lot of stuff out there. I think it's a big psyops, to be honest with you. I think it's a big distraction.
In which realm or dimension do we go when we end in an incarnation?
Wow, we're almost out of time. So that's basically you incarnate where your fields take you. And when you incarnate, when you go up through the vibrational continuum, the your soul magnetizes you to the level that you can handle, you know, and so it's kind of like it's by attraction. And there's a lot more to that story. I know that's a whole book in itself. I can't get in there, but you know, people are talking about other people trying to stop it, and people trying to block you from getting off the wheel of incarnation. There's so many stories about that, but unfortunately we're out of time. We don't have time to get into that. But anyway, we've got to close out. I suggest really go to the website, go to eSETI.org. There's a lot of information there. Go to eSETI TV, check it out. I've written about all this in the books. A lot of the predictions I talked about in the 80s are now happening. They're all happening right now. So that's in the books. And just check that out and be informed, you know, read that. And then you have a good foundation. And we've got self-mastery ambassador training classes coming up too. And some really good workshops. Unfortunately, I didn't bring the list with me this time, but next time we'll talk about the upcoming events. But go to eSETI.org and you can get all the information on the upcoming workshops and what's happening there. And so on that note, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and we'll all get through this. Have a great evening. Good night.
Thank you.